intimate, wise, and healing conversations with the people who are carrying us through this time of true transformation and complete rebirth. Welcome to Medicine Caller, where visionaries share the real, the raw, the good, and the holy. I am your host, Sophia Wise One. Let's journey. Welcome back to Medicine Caller Podcast. I'm here with you. They call me Sophia Wise One, and I've got a message for us medicine callers today. May it serve you. May this time of your listening just give you exactly what you need, even if I don't say it. May you just receive it in this time. Okay, so go ahead and give yourself permission to get the exact attunement, exact tune-up that you need in this moment, in this time that you're giving yourself to be with me, as I share with you the message that has come through for us today. Okay. So when I pulled for us today, I pulled two cards for us. And the first one is healing happens in a moment. Healing happens in a moment. It's a moment where it happens. And I want to talk about the difference between the healing journey and the healing moment a little bit, remind us and do some affirming of why we do what we do. And the second card I got was the wind card. And that is, I got another name in this world. They also call me daughter of the wind. And so it's like when I get the wind card, it's so affirming. It's such good news. But when I look at this for us right now, this tells me that we are having an intellectual healing happening. We are having a rapid fire framework paradigm kind of sight, a mental sight is what I'm hearing what's happening for us right now. So to talk about how healing happens in a moment and where we are right now, that, you know, a prayer for healing is a prayer for change. We pray for something to be healed, to become more whole. That's my favorite definition. Become more whole, right? To become more true, right? More true. We're already whole. We're already true, right? We're already divine. You're already holy and sacred and precious just as you are. And yet we pursue this healing. We pursue this wholeness. We believe and we're inspired even in our wholeness to feel this generative, creative, envisioning, dreaming energy that just fractals making fractals, birthing realities, birthing possibilities, in cycles. And when we're listening and when we're attuned and when we're connected beyond our small self, that fractal, that aspect, that piece, that rhythm can get infused, just like infused with a completely new frequency, a completely new vision or perspective. So I love the image of healing happening in a moment, and that healing is this moment of surrender and this moment of allowing. And it's the moment where something shifts from what it was to what it is, right? From some form into another form. And so I use this metaphor. We're going to revisit this metaphor right now. Join me by the riverside. We're going to go to a rope swing. Okay. And so the healing moment is we're on that rope swing. And the healing moment is when we let go of the rope and we just fly through the air and land in that river. That's the healing moment. The healing moment is this moment of surrender. And actually the visual that I have right now is from ceremony, being in circle, being on the floor, being in the center of this medicine circle. And we're there and having this moment and feeling these parts, these weaves in my being that are just like excruciatingly obvious, all the threads that I'm holding on to that are getting vibrated because I'm praying for healing. And the healing comes from letting those threads let go and be rewoven into something else. And this moment of surrendering and them releasing, whoosh, and then feeling and sensing this reworking, right? And it's gone. That previous structure is gone. It's in the air and then kind of landing in the river. And then we have the work of the river. We have the work of the integration. We have the opportunity to allow the healing that takes place to root, to stay, to build, to bring something new. And so the work I think of is like getting to the river, getting on the rope swing, swinging on the rope swing. And those of you who've ever never been on a rope swing, you might not totally understand what I'm talking about, but there's a sensation if you get nervous like I do on a rope swing where it's like you're going out and you're like, do I really let go? You know, and there are times where, and I've watched this happen many times, like, you know, by a river on a rope swing where people go out and they don't let go of the rope. They like come back onto the shore. They go out and they come back onto the shore and they go out and they come back onto the shore. And I can say that is a lot of what my healing journey has been. It's like, now's the time to let go. And being like, no. And, you know, and just being like, but the swing is part of the healing journey. The drive to the river is part of the healing journey. The climbing up, the catching the rope, the celebrating of someone else letting go and their glorious flight through the air and their landing in the water. Sometimes there's a smack on the water. That is all part of the healing journey. And when we let go and we fly through the, and we're made new, we land in the water, and then we got to swim ourselves to shore. We got to land on that shore again. But the healing, so the work, the practice, right? The practice, the daily sitting, the daily body engagement, be it dance or yoga or working out or whatever it is that brings you like into your body, like pleasure, sex practices, so many ways to bring yourself and nourish and feed the body, feeding yourself food, right? These are all practices. This is the healing journey. This is bringing us to the river, bringing us to the river, bringing us to the river. What we're reading, what we're listening to, bringing us to the river, bringing us to the river. And then we have these moments. Sometimes they're spontaneous, you know, you're sitting by the river and then you're like up on the rope swing and there you go and off it goes, you know? And other times it's like, it's a whole thing that takes you to that moment. It's a whole thing. It's a whole choice. It's a contemplation, you know. It's a ceremony. It's a commitment. It's a mentor. It's a process. It's whatever it is that brings you to this river, to this opportunity, you have to get to the moment. How do you get to the moment? Like all metaphors, at some point they fall apart. Or I'm known for just taking them way past, way, way past them falling apart. And like, I don't know, it's the improv. It's the, I don't know, it's the story. It's like, oh, are we? Okay. So thank you, River Metaphor. Come back in if you're needed. But I'm gonna shift and talk here about directly to you right now. Your practices have been worth it. And if they're redundant, that's the point. And that healing moment, the shift, the change moment is an instant. And then we have more practice to help us maintain and keep that going. The wind. So the first thing I want to do is I want to bring the wind in with us right now. I want to bring the wind blessings, the air blessings, the breath blessings. I want to invite you to use breath work if you haven't in this healing time for you. So whether you have a yogic background, a pranayama, or whether holotropic, or just breath work, or Wim Hof, or there's so, you know, all of the many, many, many names, many practices for breath. Breath will help you in the healing that you are with. And it will help the healing that you are helping happen. Because right now, a lot of the healing, a lot of what I'm talking about is actually, it's like happening for you too, because we're in it together. And you're holding other people's healing. And so inviting breath in as a tool, like big breath, let it go, or the specific square breathing, 4x4x4x4, equal in, equal hold, equal out, equal hold, you know, regulating and resetting the nervous system, alternate nostril breathing. There's so many breath practices that can help the nervous system reset. They will help the people that you're working with. The other thing that you can do if you're not in a space where it's like, now let's do breath work. Holotropic breathing sometimes is absolutely the right tool at the right time. Right now, you may be facilitating and regulating people through your being more than your like direct teaching or guidance. And if that's the case, I want you to give yourself permission to use your breath more audibly and strongly and even intentionally. Because if you are dominating the field, if you're energetically holding the space happening and you start to regulate your breath, anyone who is open to doing that will be regulated by your breath work. So go ahead and use that breath work to support you and to support the people around, either direct invitation or teaching or learning new breath work styles for yourself or other people, or just really consciously connecting with that breathing. Sometimes deeper breathing doesn't help settle, shallow breathing. So this is about trusting your body and noticing yourself in your own way, as well as getting educated on breath work systems and how they work. Okay. Whoosh. Wind, what else do you have to say to us? Yeah. The peace of mind that you are being offered right now is real. You are being shown moments and opportunities to be well in your mental activity, healthy, stable, regulated. In the midst of upheaval, you are being given opportunities, being shown. They're coming to you. You are the source point. You are experiencing them like a gift. Partially, they are a gift. Partially, they are the result of your diligent practice. You are in the river. Healing has happened and you are in the river. You have been given an opportunity to grow peace of mind. That will change your paradigm. It is a symptom that your paradigm and your perspective, the lens through which you're looking at things, that those things have shifted. If you have that peace of mind, already some of those things have shifted. And as you experience peace of mind, a healed mental landscape, healed internal dialogue, that will change the way you hear and see the things around you. Let it. Let it. I hear the wind. I hear the breath of life. I hear the wind. I hear the breath of life. I hear the wind. I hear the breath of life. Ah, oh, I, you. Ah, oh, I, you. Blessings and thank you. I thank you for your work. I thank you for your being. I thank you for your loving. I thank you for choosing, opening your heart and forgiveness and self-reflection that you choose over and over and over again. I thank you for that. It matters. It matters. It matters. It matters. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, sweet, beloved listener, my precious medicine caller that you are. Blessings on your journey. I hope this helped attune you and bring you where you need to be. If you don't have your own deck of cards, I'd love you to have it. And you can order it at sophiawiseone.com. Get your manual and your deck, your guide, and your lifetime membership to the Academy. SophiaWiseOne.com/store. If you go to my website, you can also find out about live events and classes coming up. It'd be amazing to see you online or in person, or join a frequency bath for more tuning with a specific invitation on your heart and mind. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you and be in your ears and dancing in your spectrum and in your cosmos. I wish you the greatest healing, the most pleasurable time by the river, before and after, the whole journey to it, and the whole walk home. I wish you absolute bliss. Until next time, bless you.
Call me.